Was Babel the start of the languages?
Okay. I think probably not, actually. We've looked this morning at the story of Babel. In fact, in verse 1 of chapter 11, it says, "Now the whole world was one language and a common speech." And the word for world there is the word, could well be the word for, well, it is the word for land. It's the word for, can sometimes be used for region. There is another word which is all the inhabited earth that could have been used there if that's what they were trying to say. And so to me it's an account of what happened in one region, because chapter 10 has talked about all sorts of spreadings out without any idea of it necessarily being wrong. But here was one group who did do wrong, and so God separated their language out. But chapter 10 has talked about the fact that all of them have spread out into their clans and their languages and their territories and their nations already. Some of that argument depends on chapter 10 all happening before chapter 11. I don't think necessarily that's what the case was. I think chapter 11 happens somewhere within chapter 10. There's one place where, where one of them is around when the earth is divided. The 25, thanks. Yeah, of chapter 10. Can't see that, is it? Somewhere to, yes, thank you. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg because in his time the earth was divided. And maybe that was a time as well when what was going on in Babel happened. We're not really sure. But it sounds to me, again, like that was an example of what happens when we try and go against the will of God. That's an important lesson to get from that. Not, oh, linguistics have to understand that that was the point, that God miraculously made languages. Languages seem to me to have developed much more naturally. I would even say evolutionary, but I won't use that word. So that's my answer to that.